Huh? We just finished our dinner. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. We give thee thanks for all thy benefits, O Almighty God, who lives and reigns forever, and may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
Where is Joyce?
I'm not sure. She wasn't there with me, and then we're supposed to socialize for 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
We're allowed to leave. Uh-huh. We socialized, and then I don't know where she went.
Oh.
But she said she was coming in here.
Oh, okay.
So I was surprised that she wasn't in here.
Yeah. I hope she can find us. But anyhow.
Do you want me to go see if she's there?
Oh, she knows this place. Okay, as long as we know this, okay. Yeah, if she can come, that's okay. That will be good. Okay. Lesson 183, page 378, the Our Father. Now, so the Our Father is a prayer that is the pattern of all prayer. There are seven petitions in the Our Father. The first two really remind us what is the goal of our life. And the next three telling us how to achieve the goal by doing something positive. The next two, I mean, to do something positive. The next three telling us how to achieve our goal by getting rid of the obstacle to reach our goal. So it's the seventh petition of the Our Father, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we are called to glorify God, to love God, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. So we pray that the kingdom of God come. You know, the kingdom of God in our heart, when our heart in the state of sanctifying grace, the kingdom of God. And then also the kingdom of God manifests in the Catholic Church, that's the kingdom of God. But also the fulfillment of the kingdom of God in heaven. So our heart, the church, and also heaven. So we want people to be in the grace of God, to be coming to the church. So thy kingdom come. So to love God and to save souls, that's our goal. But to achieve that, there are two important positive means. One is more direct. Thy will be done, that we do the will of God. We do what God wants us to do, then we can glorify God, we can help our own salvation, but also the salvation of other people. But in order to do the will of God, we need to have strength. So indirectly, the positive means is have the daily bread. The daily bread is not only the food, you know, but also spiritual food, the Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist. And when we pray the Our Father before receiving communion as a preparation. And of the second petition, right at the middle is, give us this day our daily bread. And so in the old days and priest saying mass, up to at that point, the priest will look at the Holy Communion, the host on the altar. And then after that, we think about the three negative means, remove obstacle. So, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we ask for forgiveness. Sin is an obstacle to do the will of God, you know, to glorify God, and a big obstacle for the salvation of souls. And then lead us not into temptation. So temptation leads to sin, right? So we also pray that we will be free from temptation. And deliver us from evil, Evil protect from harm, but also especially from the harm of to the souls, and also protect us from the evil one, from the devil. And then after that, then we say Amen, that we agree with what we have prayed. The Our Father, we pray the Amen. You know, when we pray the Our Father, we say the Amen. But in a few occasions, we don't say the Amen when we pray the Our Father. And quite often they are in the liturgy. When at the Mass, because after they deliver us from evil, the priest will continue another prayer right after the Our Father. So the continuation, that's why we don't say the Amen at the Mass when we pray the Our Father. Or the morning evening prayer of the church, usually after the Our Father, we wrap up the morning prayer or evening prayer with a closing prayer. So they are linked together. So that in the morning evening prayer, we don't say Amen when we pray the Our Father. But when we do the Divine Mercy or Rosary, then it's proper that we pray the Amen when we pray the Our Father. It means so be it. So we agree with what being prayed. And then lesson 184, page 380, then is to teach about the Hail Mary. Now you know the Hail Mary have two parts. And actually many, many, many years ago, before Pat was born. Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, you know. It was really, really long time ago. It was, you know, even before that book was being produced, the Hail Mary is only, it's only the first half of the Hail Mary. And actually, many years ago, one of the, I think there was a mystic, have a vision that the saints in heaven, they also pray their rosary. When they say the Hail Mary, when it comes to the name Mary, they bow their head. When it comes to the name Jesus, they genuflect. Now, but in heaven, of course, the version that he saw, the Hail Mary, is the first half only. That's the ancient version of the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. That's from the angel Gabriel. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. That's adopted from the word of Elizabeth. When Our Lady visited Elizabeth, the second joyful mystery, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, and she said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So those from the St. Luke Gospel, Annunciation, the angel greeting, first joyful mystery, and Elizabeth greeting, second joyful mystery, they are used as the rosary. And then, I think in the Middle Age, maybe in the 15th, 16th century, it's a bit later, the Church added the second half of the Hail Mary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So that's the second half of the Hail Mary. So we have the Hail Mary, and we especially ask Our Lady to pray for us at the hour of our death, because she is really good praying for people at their dying moment. And also a lot of people, when they have devotion to Our Lady during their lifetime, Our Lady helped them to die well, and make to heaven. Some of them, even sinful people, they have devotion to Our Lady, Our Lady helped them to make the confession or perfect acts of contrition at the end. Oh, by the way, we have confession after the class today. I think from the newly baptized. So I think you may want to. It's almost time for me another one. You know, think about you. If you become Catholic at Easter, it's a month and a half now. I think it's time to think about. You know, so when people are making, you can think about what you want to say. You know, you can come. If you don't feel ready, weekend is also okay, you know. Yeah, you look happy about weekend, the word weekend. Okay, yeah. And then when you come at weekend, you just behind the screen, I don't even know who you are. You know, yeah, I think you like that even better. Okay, yeah, yeah.
But when I say my first confession, then you know.
Okay, if you don't want me to know, yeah, it's a bit hard for that one. Okay, so...
And I can't laugh.
Did you have one of those voice hiding things?
Don't worry, you know. I know, I hardly remember anything after hearing confession most of the time. I hear so many confessions. What a point to remember people, what they say, right? It's forgiven. Okay, next lesson, 185. Lesson 185. One of the most powerful prayers that we have is the rosary. The rosary have produced marvels in the church down through the ages. In the year 1571, when the Turks tried to invade Europe, Pius the Fifth, able to have a Christian army to defend the Christian Europe at that time. You know, nowadays we heard about ISIS, you know, and all kinds of things happening. In the Middle Ages, that was a problem. It was a problem. Spain was for many years invaded, you know, huge persecution. So at that time they were trying to invade Europe and to actually, to just force the, all the Christians in Europe to convert to Islam. So at that time, you know, but they have a huge, strong army. The Turks have a huge army. The Christian is a tiny, tiny army. But you still have to protect your homeland. So what happened was that Pope Pius V asked the people to pray the rosary. The people in Rome, they prayed the rosary. They were praying hard. And then when there was a battle on the sea, you know, suddenly the wind changed and the Christian won the battle. And then what happened is that during in Rome at that time, the Pope Pius V was having a meeting with the cardinals. And suddenly he stood up, he looked outside. In a vision, he saw the victory. And so he told the cardinal, let's pray to thank God. You know, so that's why every year, October 7th is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Because it was October 7th, 1571. And so it was by the rosary, the Christians were protected, you know, from the invasion. The rosary also, a lot of saints, they pray the rosary. And a lot of holy people, they pray the rosary.
Was it always like the way we have it now? Was it
Okay, I can explain that. I can explain that. And also, you know, the rosary actually, when there are different religious order, there are different ways to pray the rosary. The way we know as now is the Dominican way of praying the rosary. And I think, in some extent, it's become popular because of St. Pius V that Pope I mentioned. Because he's a Dominican. So he promoted that, the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mystery. The Franciscan, they have the 7 decades rosary called the 7 Joy of Our Lady. The Servite, they have the 7 decades of the 7 Sorrows of Our Lady rosary. And then you have the Byzantine, they have the 63 Hail Mary to remember the 63 years of Our Lady on earth. So you have different types of rosary around, but the one that we use, that we most use, is the Dominican rosary, and that's the one because of St. Pius V, because of other Dominican saints, and because Our Lady also promotes in operations, and so it's the kind of rosary that we use now.
Yeah. Well, what I was wondering is when it was made, was it made the way it is now with all the beads?
All the beads, I think it's more of a development because in the past, people like to pray the 150 psalms, and then but many people they don't know how to read and write, so they replace that with 150 Our Fathers or Hail Marys. Later on, it become with meditation, and so they also want to calm, so they use the beads, the rosary beads. So it's a bit of development, but and then in the 13th century, it was said that Our Lady liked the rosary, and so she actually also asked St. Dominic, you know, she encouraged St. Dominic to promote that and to pray the rosary. So by praying the rosary, St. Dominic able to convert a lot of Albigensian, you know, the fallen away Christian, to come back to the Catholic Church. And then it's a lot of amazing story about the rosary. And then of course in Fatima, tomorrow is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, that Our Lady asked to pray the rosary for peace of the world, and so to end the war. So it was during World War I when that happened, the operation. So, and then at the end of the operation, at the last one, October 13, Our Lady predicted the war was going to end soon. And so the next year, the war was ended. So praying the rosary for peace of the world, also really important. So the rosary, you know, as I say, the 10 Hail Mary create an atmosphere that we can think about the mysteries of Christ. And then at first it's only joyful, sorrowful, and glorious because you have 10 Hail Mary for each decade. So add up is 150, like the 150 Psalms, right? In 2002, Pope St. John Paul II now also added the luminous mystery, the mystery of light, so that we can also meditate on the public ministry of Jesus. So we have the different mysteries of the rosary. And then we have different religious practice. You see the picture? You know, people light candles before the statue, adore the Blessed Sacrament, and also genuflect before the Blessed Sacrament. You know how to genuflect, right? You know, the right knees on the ground when you come to church, and then the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, all different religious practice. And then also devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, there's something like Eucharistic Congress and big event, the people gather together to honor the Blessed Sacrament. We also have the Station of the Cross, you know, Novena is a 9 days prayer. Because after the Ascension of Jesus, until the coming of the Holy Spirit, in between are 9 days. And the apostles were praying with Our Lady for that 9 days. And so that's why there's a tradition to do 9 days prayer to ask for a favor. And then sometimes they have parish mission, people come to preach for a few nights with mass, you know, confession. Retreat is quiet retreat for a few days, you know, prayer, listening to talk, and pray in a monastery. So different religious exercise we can do. But of course, the most important is Sunday Mass. The weekend Mass is most important. Receive communion properly and well. And of course, go to confession. Those are the important spiritual exercises that we always do. And then our daily prayer. Those are really important.
I have a question. So when, like, we bow before we receive the Eucharist, why do some people afterwards bow to where the altar is?
You don't have to, actually.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. I think it's just a sign of respect, but I think it's not quite necessary. Because I think that in the rite, what we should do is bow, or if you are kneeling, you just kneel, you know, receive communion, and then go back to your seat, and then pray, make your thanksgiving. Yeah. Because when Jesus is in you, I don't think you need to bow to, you know, another.
Yeah.
And then we have procession and pilgrimage on 189. And so, and you go to Lourdes and Fatima, they have procession in the evening. People light candles, they pray the rosary, they say Ave, Ave, raise their candles, you know. So we were there, you know, 2014.
Try not to light somebody on fire.
Yeah, sometimes I try not to burn people's hair, you know, try not to catch the paper on fire. Yeah.
Do they do that every night?
They do that at, I think, except winter. But most of the time of the year is every night. Yeah. So it's all dark, we all light candles, and then they talk in different language we don't understand. And then they pray to Our Father, and then in different language, and then we respond in our own language, the first half, second half of the prayer. So Lourdes and Fatima, they do that every night. And then also pilgrimage. So you can go to pilgrimage to different places, some holy place. Sometimes, you know, we do have a prayer group. We go on pilgrimage like once a year to mission. On one day, busy day is our this year August 1st. We do that every year to mission. We visit the grotto, you know, the poor care monastery, the Benedictine monastery, and St. Joseph Church in mission. So that, and picnic too, food. Food. So that's what we do one day, picnic and pilgrimage. And then we do a more serious pilgrimage, you know, for those who can. We went to Europe, this Western Europe 2014. We're going to Eastern Europe this year in October. But I was thinking maybe it's our last one, because a lot of people that who sign up, they are a bit more mature. Even older than Pat, you can imagine, you know. And so this year, actually we have a few people, they have medical condition, not sure can they go or not, you know. So I just say, you know, maybe this is our last time, you know, because of the people have different medical condition. So the next time, maybe, you know, we have all have a walker, and you know, it's just a bit tough. Yeah. But Pat's still healthy at that time. You know,
bring Ross on the next one.
Yeah, with a medical person. Anyhow, yeah. So there are different shrine, you know, Lourdes, Fatima, and also in Canada we have St. Anne and also St. Joseph's Shrine. And then the Holy House of Loreto, you know, the house where Jesus grew up actually transferred to Italy. And so that house is in Loreto. It's a church. Actually, a church was built outside the house, so there's a house within the house. So the church, but within the church there's a house. And that house is the house where Jesus grew up and also believed to be Our Lady, Annunciation, Nazareth. So I was there in 2009. Yeah, that we didn't need place to go.
Where's
to.
Where's this place in Canada?
It's Quebec area, I think, you know, St. Anne, yeah. And then you have different places in the U.S., you know. My problem with the U.S. is that it's expensive to stay there. So if you stay in Washington, D.C. and New York, you may well go to Europe because it's expensive. Okay. Religious association. It's good to belong to a group of religious group that will really help us to be more fervent and also more fervent and also devoted. So ladies, I think about the CWL. I know I think they mentioned that at the AGM. Men can think about the night, but also I have my private prayer group. You are welcome to join. It's on Sunday night, the first and third Sunday evening. So we have prayer group at a private home on the first and third Sunday evening.
What
time? 6:30 to 8:30. And it's really close to Lindsay House.
And she lives there too.
Oh, also close to your house. Huh?
She doesn't live there. She does. I think they're on the same street. Which street are you? I live near Lindsay.
Huh?
I live in Providence. But they're on like 178A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're down there.
Okay.
Everybody
lives in that area. Okay. So if you are interested to come to the prayer meeting on the first and third Sunday evening, you can give me your email. You can be on the email list. And of course, make sure you go to church first on Sunday. You know, I hate that somebody didn't go to church in the morning and go to a prayer meeting instead of going to church on Sunday evening, right?
You'll know.
Huh?
You will know.
I will know. I know who is here, who is not. You know. So yeah, you know. I know who is not here. When people are not here, it's obvious for me. Yeah. So and then also we should spread the faith. Yeah. So spread the faith is also really important. Okay, I will let you to read the rest. You know, next time will be a review. On the 19th, and then it will be a review of what we have learned for this year. It will be a really quick review, but you have to really focus your mind to follow everything through. It will be like a recap of everything that you learned from September until now. Okay? So now we will have, I will turn off the recording.